www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com.
This article is from the works of Harun Yahya and is titled, "Sometimes the solution of the matter is only in approaching the matter from a different point of view." Every person has a point of view about life. The training he has received ever since his childhood, the personalities of his parents, the incidents he lived through, his cultural background shape this point of view. The effect of this point of view he has is so high in his perception of incidents that sometimes two different people can perceive the same incident in two opposite ways. For instance, sometimes a person might think that he is facing a very major trouble when he comes across an incident he is unable to work out or something that he has difficulty in overcoming, whereas the problem he supposed that there is sometimes might not even exist, or sometimes the solution of the putative problem might only be in the person's approaching the matter from a different point of view. One can achieve a capability of perceiving incidents much more different than he did before only by changing his point of view. Just as what is seen when one looks at a street while standing in the middle of this street is far more different than what is seen when he is in a skyscraper in the same location of the same street. The same person would have completely different evaluations about the same matter when he approaches it from two different points of view. The effect of different points of view is also observed when a problem arises in between two people, in each of them narrating the same event differently. The different situations that two parties of the same event might be in, their respective justifications, the points that they are right about, the points they misperceive, their prejudices and expectations would affect their points of view on that matter. As a result, two different points of view come up. It is very important for a person to approach all matters by taking this important fact into consideration. This is because it might be that a person is unable to overcome a point only because of that wrong point of view he has. And again, only by changing his point of view, he can succeed to progress in any matters. This is essential information that might be instrumental in a person's acting more right-minded and more correctly, and also in his understanding the others better in his relationships with them, and in his realizing his flaws and providing clear remedies to problems. For instance, a person, because he evaluates the other one with a different point of view, might misunderstand all his words and attitudes. He might make sense of the acts of the other person, which are purely out of good intentions, in a completely opposite and different manner. Or he might draw a completely different conclusion from the other's purely natural and ordinary acts, just because he imagines that there is an ulterior motive behind. Just the same, again, under the effect of that different point of view he has, he might believe that a person he has beside him has a much more higher morality and higher character than that person actually has, because he always approaches the movements of that person with a good opinion. He might fail to see the ulterior methods, bad intentions, or flaws that might be hidden underneath. In the face of such possibilities, what a person should do is to shape his point of view only according to the Quran, and to avoid adding any insert logics from his mind. Allah had revealed us with which point of view we should approach to whom, under which circumstances, with which motives, and to which incidents in the Quran. That is a precise and firm standard. For instance, one should adopt a very positive point of view based on good opinion towards a trustworthy Muslim who has faith and who lives by the morality of the Quran with all his attitudes and sincerity, without making any compromises from those under any circumstances. Even though that person might have some seemingly wrong attitudes or words, he should see good and wisdom in that and should interpret them favorably. He should assess that matter in the way that would be on his side the most. If a Muslim is having a problem with another Muslim, he should try to change his point of view by thinking that there might be a problem with his own point of view. That is because it should be very easy for two people who completely act according to the Quran to solve a matter that might arise in between them. Consequently, if there is a problem in that, it might be in the point of views of those two parties. Accordingly, sometimes a mistake one can have in his point of view towards his own life, towards the things he experiences, and towards the possible course of events might cause him to imagine that he is facing a major problem and to feel an unnecessary burden. Since he acts by some ignorant rationale that is far removed from the Quran, he might be concentrating on some wrong possibilities about the matters. For that reason, if a Muslim faces a problem in his life which troubles him, then he should suspect that this stems from a flawed point of view towards the incidents and try to approach a matter from a different point of view. As long as a Muslim approaches every incident with the morality of the Quran and evaluates everything with the criteria Allah set in the Quran, by the leave and help of Allah, he would be attaining an understanding that would enable him to solve everything he lives through that he thought to be a problem. Allah had revealed this fact to us in the Quran with the following verses. Most surely in this is a message to a people who serve. Surat Al-Anbiya 106. And whoever is careful of his duty to Allah, he will make for him an outlet. Surat At-Talaq 2. And whoever is careful of his duty to Allah, he will make easy for him his affair. Surat At-Talaq 4.